You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. This week, nurses across the Bay Area continue to sound the alarm that their hospitals are underprepared to deal with COVID-19. Nurses at hospitals from San Jose to Santa Rosa are protesting. KALW's Angela Johnston spoke with two on the front lines of the crisis.
John Pearson works in the emergency room at Highland Hospital in Oakland and told me healthcare workers there were already experiencing critical shortages before COVID-19 even existed. The first is beds.
In real terms, like if you walk through, this is what you would see. You would see patients that should be on a cardiac monitor in a room, in the hallway, in a bed without a cardiac monitor because there's nowhere to plug it in and we don't have enough monitors.
So an influx of COVID patients, he says, is only going to make things worse. Then there's personal protective equipment, like masks, gloves, and gowns.
Even though we don't have the surge of patients yet, we have this really desperate shortage of basic stuff like hand sanitizer, like disinfecting wipes. That's what we use to clean all of the equipment like dozens of times an hour.
Each time they take someone's temperature, they need to wipe down thermometers. He says they've been told to water down hand sanitizer. Other nurses have told me they've had to use patient gowns instead of their own.
We've had bosses tell people to spray down their masks and then reuse them and breathe in the chemical fumes.
The mask problem is widespread. There are med students organizing mask drives, hospitals calling on people who stocked up on N95 masks during the wildfire season to hand them over. And yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom said the state is rushing to get protective gear for workers like Pearson, trying to secure 1 billion gloves, millions of gowns and masks. But nurses say they also need more of each other.
Oh, man, where to start? So our hospital seems grossly unprepared for all of this.
Robin Leffert is a nurse at UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital in Oakland. She says each week they're seeing more children with COVID symptoms. And she says before COVID, the hospital was understaffed.
People were working double shifts. People were coming in on their days off.
This was back in November.
And then COVID came on and that it didn't get better. Like, we were still short.
She says she finally saw her hospital post job openings for new nurses last week. San Francisco just fast-tracked the city's ability to hire new nurses. And over the weekend, they hired 82. And there have been calls from nursing students across the state asking to graduate early and join the workforce. Leffert and ER nurse John Pearson say the COVID-19 crisis in hospitals points to a bigger issue.
Our healthcare system is not set up to take care of everybody in the U.S. It's just not. That's not the expectation. That's not how it works financially. It is set up to take care of anybody that can pay.
When healthcare is about money making and something like this happens, then we're in serious trouble because there is no way anybody's going to be able to profit from this. But if we look at it as healthcare is a human right, then there has to be the money and the resources out there somewhere for this.
Leffert says nurses and frontline workers are doing everything they know how to do to save people's lives and stop the spread of the virus. But they just need resources, supplies, staffing, and beds to do it effectively. For Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.
That was KALW Deputy News Director Angela Johnston. You can find more reporting about how the coronavirus is impacting the Bay Area at KALW.org/coronavirus.